Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards second. Scott scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn catches it and throws to first to double up Carter. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards first. Staub reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Dawson scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cromarty. Staub moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Cubbage moves to second. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Scott fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullickson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1. And the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1. And the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Scott reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Ray Searage now pitching. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gullickson takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to third. Spear moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. Spear moves to third. Gullickson moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. Gullickson moves to third. Cromarty moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Dan Boitano now pitching. Mike Marshall now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it and throws to home to get Gullickson. Cromarty moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromarty scores. Scott scores. Dawson moves to third. It's 6-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Flynn goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Expos. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jerry Manuel now playing second base. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodges moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona, who is chasing the ball. Kingman reaches third base with a triple. Hodges scores. Valentine goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Polio now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromarty strikes out. There goes Spear. The throw from Stearns to Tavares, and Spear is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stearns moves to third. Flynn moves to second. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Charlie Polio. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-4 in the game. Mazzilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.